From NPR News, this is Day to Day. General Motors today announced its biggest annual loss ever. The company says it lost nearly $39 billion last year. GM is now offering buyouts to all 74,000 of its unionized workers. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace is here to explain why, despite all this seemingly terrible news, the sky is not falling. Steve, how can there be any reason for optimism given these figures?
Well, you know, Madeline, what's $39 billion among friends? You know, that only represents the price I was figuring this morning of 1 million fully loaded Chevy Impalas, or what Microsoft is offering to buy all of Google. But some experts and analysts are saying we should think of that number in a different way. It's a sign the patient is recovering, they say. And let me give you a few reasons why. First of all, there are a lot of one-time losses baked into that number, so they won't happen again. It's also about as tough a sales environment for cars here in North America as we ever see. It's been particularly tough on cars at a GM strength, but the company's moving toward changing that.
Okay, so those are some of the negatives. Maybe they may be going away, but what about positive signs? Any positive signs for GM out there?
As a matter of fact, there are. Outside of North America, GM sales are growing in places as far-flung as China and Latin America and Eastern Europe. And then there's what may be the biggest factor of all, labor costs. You may remember that GM hammered out a new agreement with the United Auto Workers Union last fall. So GM now has a system in place where new workers coming in will earn substantially less in pay and benefits than current workers. The longtime industry watcher Marianne Keller told me today that has a huge impact on GM's future.
Having been able to reach an accommodation with the UAW that effectively converted labor from a fixed cost into a variable cost gives GM tremendous flexibility and I think really changed the risk profile for the company. Now at least they can build to the market instead of building to satisfy that labor component of their cost structure.
And Steve, that leads us right to the final piece of today's news from GM, and that's their offer of buyouts to each one of their unionized employees.
Exactly. You know, you can see how the losses plus the new labor agreement plus the buyout offers are all part of a piece. You know, GM wants to switch over to those lower cost new workers as soon as possible, and they're offering generous buyouts to get there more quickly. And you have to say that, you know, both the union and the company recognized painfully that the world couldn't remain as it had been, and both sides did what had to be done.
So does this all mean that the worst is behind them?
Not yet. This is still a weak company, Madeline. You know, those losses really do hurt. That's not, you know, pocket change. And worldwide competition is exceedingly fierce, and the industry may have more cuts coming. But General Motors knows how to build cars, and they're creeping up the quality and mileage ratings, and they're still either number one in worldwide sales or very close to it. So that's not the worst position to launch a comeback from.
Thank you, Steve. That's Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.